Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
This is Van Halen bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with our new friend, Christian Marcoli, Dr. Christian Marcoli, the top performance coach for companies large and small. He is a small business owner, just like you and me. His company is Marcoli Executive Excellence. He's the author of 4 or 5 books, including the new one, The Melting Point, How to Stay Cool and Sustain World-Class Business Performance. Christian, thanks again for being here. I want you to tell us what you think world-class looks like.
World-class is to me, it's very interesting, and it's a concept that I use a lot with the clients I work with, because world-class often is confused with, you know, a ranking or results, or compared to global organizations, what numbers you deliver, but it's not. It's ways more. It's the mindset that you put into your business. It's your attitude that you put into your business. Yep. It's the hard work you put into the business. And then it doesn't need to be a global, complex organization that you're leading. This, I find the same amount of passion in people who have small business and large business.
Well, and it's not world class if it's not excellent.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's got to be excellent.
And excellent means to me, Jim, it means to me that you're doing and giving everything you have, and you're not stopping at a certain point when the numbers look good. You excellent means to me that you go as far as you can and do everything that you can do all the time, no matter what targets you had on paper.
When I started working in New York about 35 years ago, and I thought I was a pretty sharp dude before then. I thought I had my cornflakes together, and I started working in New York, and it didn't take me long to realize that there was another gear, there was another level of excellence that I had not reached, and having done that, seeing what people expect out of you there, to me, I don't like to give my New York friends a lot of credit, but that's one thing. They are world class there in the way they do business, and if you, when I spent time there, that really set me up on another level. That's helped me the rest of my life, rest of my career, and it was a lot of, and it wasn't anything fancy. Like you said, it wasn't so much fancy. It was just that they were world class means you're prepared for every question.
Yeah, and
you said earlier, you've gone the extra mile. There's no stone you didn't unturn. You didn't turn over.
Yeah. And for that, Jim, for that, the underlying energy for that is passion. You have to love what you do, and you have to get up in the morning. And there are bad days, you know, like with everything. But in general, there's nothing else that you actually fundamentally love more than what you're doing, and this keeps your curiosity up. This also, makes you go to New York and really compare.
That's another part of world class besides excellence, curiosity. But you, in your book, you make a direct connection between being world class and holding down your melting point.
Yeah,
right.
And that is because the direct link there I see clearly is in the persistence. It's in the ongoing element of our performance. You know, getting to the top, doing something well, is already very difficult to achieve. But doing this on a regular basis, and for small business owners, day in day out, is probably the hardest thing to do.
No, it is. But here's the thing: once you identify what world class means to you and to the people you serve, once you get to that point, it's so productive. It's so it raises your level of success to the level that you don't want to do anything else.
Exactly. Exactly. And you know what it does oftentimes? It raises the level of your productivity to the degree where you never thought you could ever go. And you know, you really can start to dream of things you have never achieved so far. I mean, that is the beauty of it. And what comes back in return, and it's not only the numbers or the financial return, that's one part, but also the emotional beauty of that and, you know, the pride that you can have with it is amazing.
And the people who watch you as you seek this excellence, as you demonstrate this curiosity while you're being world-class, if their game isn't there, that instills a lot of confidence. Whether their game is there or not, that instills confidence in them about you.
Competence and inspiration. These are the leaders that we simply admire, and they have this charisma, this aura around them. Without them trying to do that, they simply have it because they have this level, element of world class, this curiosity, this excellence that we kind of all admire and respect.
Right. Christian, I need your website, please.
Yeah, I'm www.marcoli.com.
All right, MARCOLLI, Dr. Christian Marcoli. The new book is called The Melting Point, How to Stay Cool and Sustain World-Class Business Performance. Hey, Christian, good job today. Will you come back?
Thank you. Sure, anytime.
We'd love to have you back again. Thanks very much for being here. Christian Marcoli, ladies and gentlemen, joining us all the way from Zurich, Switzerland. We'll get him back another day.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.